That same person hasn't tried calling again. Maybe they're afraid of Corona and won't come visit me in person. Good. Let them go hide in a corner from an exaggerated virus outbreak. Saves me from having to deal with potential harassment from Bible thumpers. I mean, no offense to anyone who actually got coronavirus though. I know it's an actual virus, but it was made in a secret lab in Wuhan. This lab purposefully released the contagion, and made some people sick. The shots have also been known to be deadly, and even if it somehow works properly, it provides little to no protection against the disease. The hoax is the mainstream media fear-mongering to promote the jab. They still push it, but far less than they did before. As for the war, I haven't been watching it that closely. I think it's just another plot by the warmongers to send more men into a meat grinder. They seem to be hell-bent on culling the population down to that 500 million number. Feminism is actually part of that plan too. Keep in mind, female nature will always exist. It's just feminism makes it much worse than it normally is. Some may find this uncomfortable, but it must be said, institutional religion is a scam. Yes, it is, all of it. It's designed to put you in a perpetual state of guilt so you'll destroy your true self and become a mindless drone. For those that disagree, let me ask you, why would your God create you as an individual, but then say you must all act the same? Why build something as complex as a human being, only to reduce it to nothing more than a flesh-based robot? While you ponder on these questions, remember, everything in this universe takes time and energy to create. If your answer is just ramblings about your God's kingdom and laws, please check your brain and try again. P.S. These trashy women we're seeing online are not women, they're sociopaths. Pulsar out.